Morning show with Leonie on WCCO News Talk 830.
Clear to
part keeps getting tougher.
Clear to partly cloudy and a low near 26. Excuse me. Tomorrow partly cloudy, a high near 48. Current conditions, we have clear skies, 32 degrees in the Twin Cities at News Talk 830 WCCO. Phil Henry show here. And Donald's in Brooklyn Park. Hello, Donald.
I just want to thank you for the advice you gave me.
What's that?
About being a radio disc jockey.
Oh, I told
about
you.
About writing ideas down on a notebook. And
did I do that?
Yeah.
And how did it turn out?
How'd it turn out?
Did you get a gig?
It turned out pretty good. I actually got, you know, some pretty good ideas on, you know, what I think about, you know, Minnesota.
What do you think about Minnesota?
Well, you've enlightened me on a lot of things. Like, I didn't know that Minnesota was only 6% black. You know?
Well, the Twin Cities, I don't know about the state. The state's probably like one half of 1%.
Really?
I think, actually, outside of the Twin Cities, Donald, I think there's 4 black guys, and that's it. And they're all huddled over a campfire in Duluth somewhere.
I'm sorry.
How the hell did this happen to us? What are we up here? This is a wilderness.
Man, I'm sorry you're leaving, man.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're leaving, too. But I'm glad you got that job.
Yeah, man, I'm serious, man. The Twin Cities needs a guy like you, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Well,
but, I mean,
you're going to have to be him, Donald. I want you to, you know, get ready for the big move. You are the guy. You're the guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm only 15, man.
Well, hey, 6 years, get out of college, and you make that first big break. Get right into the business. Big money, morning drive contract, little toilet scrubbing on the side. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah, I know you told me not to go to any of those evolved tech schools or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I never really understood why. I just feel
a practical professional experience beats everything.
Really?
Just practical, just walk right into that radio station. My first gig, $100 a week, which was probably damn good money in 1973.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it wasn't. I know, I was starving, now I remember. But I just pounded on doors and pounded on everything and got the gig and went in there, did the midnight to six shift. I was playing Percy Faith records and Robert Goulet records, and I was doing stupid little bits. I had a character back then named Farmer Foul Ball, and he was an arms runner. The character's whole thing was he kept a lot of weapons in his barn.
Really?
And he was always blowing himself up and stuff. And, you know, people would call up and go, you know, it's always the same thing. You know, they'd call up and say,
why don't you shut up and play more Robert Goulet? Everybody's out of town. I love that. And then the Shirley Bassey record. I like that.
And it was a suicide.
Yeah, well, Phil, I hope you expand as at least bigger than Rush Limbaugh. I really don't like that.
How can I get bigger than him, man? I'm going to have to, you know, jam like cholesterol directly into my heart to get bigger than him.
Well, all right,
thank you, my friend. Thanks for listening, and good luck in your endeavors.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. 11:34 at the Phil Henry Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. Paul in Anoka, hello.
Hey, Phil, what's up?
How you doing?
Just hanging around.
Yeah?
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your new job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, geez, ever since it started, man.
Well, you didn't just hear about this, I hope.
Well,
this is our last
no.
show tonight.
No, huh?
Okay, this is the last show we're doing tonight.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah.
Just so it's not a shock.
Yep.
How are things in Anoka? How are things with your life?
No, just... You know, I called, last time I called, I was talking about the guy shooting his rifle off.
Yeah?
Out on New Year's.
Oh, yeah, and I mentioned the fact that there were guys putting them into their pants and shooting them off.
Yeah.
I remember that.
So, dodging that.
Well, thanks for the call, and thanks for your good wishes.
Yeah.
All right, pal.
You take it easy.
See you. Robert in South Minneapolis, hello.
Yeah, I'm just calling to say good luck with your jobs and everything.
Thanks. We got a Metro line open for anybody that hates my guts. Remember that. 989-9226. All comers welcome here tonight. Robert, I appreciate your thoughts.
No problem.
All right, pal.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jim in Northeast Minneapolis. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim.
I'm a little bummed out. I'm sorry to hear you're leaving. I've been a long-time listener. I'll never forget the first time I heard you. I was up late doing something, and your show was on people who could have a license to shoot dogs.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We stuffed a deer and put it on roller skates.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Only followed up a couple months ago. I was working third shift and listened to you every night. And your show, I forget what the topic was, gun control, but every single person that disagreed with you hung up.
I hung up on them, yeah.
And I thought it was so strange until you explained about 5 minutes into the show the whole point of it. And I thought it was just real, real brilliant.
Well, what I should have done is I should have gotten them off the line faster. But, you know.
Well,
oh, by the
well,
way,
you got them off pretty fast, and the fact that they called, someone will call back 4 and 5 times at a shot was just amazing.
I got this cigar now, Jim. Here it is. This is the Generalissimo character here.
You know, Jim, I was a little ready to say,
I can't talk. This thing is the biggest cigar I ever smoked in my life. God, listen to this. Yeah, that sounds like a real Cuban general there. Sounds like a Cuban general with about 4 months after the stroke.
Happy just had a couple of root canals.
Here's a Cuban general with Bell's palsy. All right, thank you.
Well,
Jim, I appreciate your call, and all I can say is that, you know, we move on and we'll meet again, I hope, down the road somewhere.
Well, good luck to you. The Twin Cities, I'm not from here. I think it's a pretty dry place, and now even more so with you gone.
Well, let's try and spice it up.
Take care.
Do all we can. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
At 24 minutes away from midnight at WCCO News Talk 830, the Phil Hendry Show here, last night on the air. 2 o'clock is our, you know, we're going off the air 2. I think we've got some kind of a deal planned for 1, just some bits from past shows. And we're running a few other bits from past shows as we progress through the evening here. And we got your phone calls, too, coming up. And then we're like vamoose, gone, 2 a.m. 989-9226, 1-800-327-8255, Karen in Minneapolis.
Yes, Phil. Thank you for everything, and good luck, and I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank
you. And thank you for the picture. I got it today.
Well, these pictures, my autograph is going to be worth a nickel, because I gave out too many of them, I think. What did you do with the picture?
I burned it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
I'm kidding.
Somebody got my picture and threw it in the garbage, I think.
Oh, really?
I heard from somebody who said that, yeah.
No, I taped it up on my bedroom wall.
You taped it on your bedroom? Where do you live, in a hotel room or something?
No, my apartment.
Okay, you taped it?
Yeah.
You shouldn't tape things directly to the wall, should you?
No, I put it
in a frame, very nicely hanging.
Yes.
In a frame with a little Sacred Heart picture underneath.
Yes.
It?
Yeah.
It right below the crucifix. Don't you think that's a good place for it?
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, in the morning, you know.
Yeah,
father,
do my,
the father and the son.
Yeah. Oh, Phil, I'm going to miss you so much.
Let's get back to those rail yard dick jokes. I think we were doing real well then.
You know, Phil, I never call the radio talk show ever, and you're the first one because you make it easy to talk to. You know, it's easy to talk to you.
In other words, you don't have to know a lot about Pentagon budgets to call the show. Yeah,
that's right.
And most people don't know a lot about Pentagon budgets.
And you know what else I noticed? A lot of guys call in, and not very many women call in. I wonder why that is. And that's in all the talk shows.
Yeah. Talk radio seems to be, for the most part, the domain in terms of callers of men. Men.
Why is that?
I think it's because men, contrary to the traditional point of view, men have bigger mouths than women.
They know it all?
Yeah, men are a lot more big, fat, blabbing mouths going all the time, right? And women tend to kind of kick back and laugh at it and listen to it and say, boy, what a load of hooey this is, you know?
Yeah.
But I you know, we, like my show, like everybody's show, we get a lot of male callers, but I'm surprised at the number of women that I've had call on the show. Might have had something to do with the
Personality.
Might have had something to do with, you know, I've got a certain magnetism.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a certain kind of a guy.
And also,
and that lady who called in about a railroad dick. But I got to tell you. Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, excuse me. Also, you're a very personable guy over the radio, and you told a lot about yourself. That's probably why, too. Like you said, you had hair on your chest.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
That's a big revelation, isn't it? Yeah,
see?
Got hair on my chest. I'll never forget the night that Henry said he had hair on his chest. That was a $1 million fine from the FCC right there.
Yeah. And you know what? The next day I went to work and I have a few girlfriends that listen to you too.
Does he have hair in his chest? And it was the butt all around the hospital there, huh?
No, I don't work at the house. I work at a store. Anyway, I told these ladies about it and they said, he does?
Oh, so that changed their opinion of the show then. Okay. Well, as long as he's got a hairy chest, I'll give him one more chance.
Yeah.
Where was this? At Byerly's or something? Or the produce section?
No.
By the way, Henry's got a hairy chest, right when a guy's picking out some bratwurst. You know?
I work at a clothing store.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that probably comes in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Karen, thank you.
Well, you take care.
Thanks for spreading
drive
the word.
Safely.
Thanks for spreading the word about my hairy chest, too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm rubbing it right now, nervously.
Yeah,
there's still hair there.
Take care of yourself.
Okay, Karen, thank
okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jason in South St. Paul, hello.
Hi.
How you doing? You're on WCCO.
Great. Okay, I want to say you're hilarious. I am honored to listen to you. I'm kind of like a class clown at school.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I'm entertaining people at school all the time, and I come home and listen to you at night, and it's kind of like a reverse thing.
So you're screwing off a lot in class, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You're messing around?
Yeah. I'm...
The nice solid D's and F's and stuff?
No.
What, are you going to be the next host of The Tonight Show? How long do you think Leno's going to hold on to that gig?
Oh, jeez.
I think you'll be the next, you know, with Letterman building the franchise at CBS. How old are you, Jason?
I'm 18.
You are in line to be to succeed Letterman.
I don't...
You figure he's 44, he's got 22 more years on that show. And
yeah.
You'll be 30, in your late 30s, early 40s, you'll be ready to take that show over. Because that's all Letterman did in school, was screw around and drive people nuts.
That'd be nice. I've done stand-up a couple times for people I know, but... And challenge shows and
start branching out, yeah. Hit the clubs, do a lot of, Veterans of Foreign Wars halls. Do a lot of American Legion halls, you know. Go a lot of the retirement homes. And do a lot of jokes about the colostomy bags and stuff. And just work out, man. Just spread out. Just stretch as much as you can.
Okay, and I wanted to
and
ask...
And do comedy, too.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway...
Of course.
Yeah, and also, get down that one line. But anyway...
But anyway...
Do you do that, but anyway?
I say it a lot. People...
But,
You know... You say that a lot. Well,
yeah, there's three lines... Well, I do it on purpose to let everybody know that I said something moderately funny. Otherwise, I got Dennis sitting over here. He's watching reruns of... What is this now, Dennis? The NBA? So I got to go butt anyway every now and then. Dennis goes, All right, Jason, good luck.
Wait. I want to ask you, have you ever played hockey? Because you were talking about it last night.
No, I never have. I was going to join one of these, leagues, but then I, took one look at myself in the mirror and said, well, that's pretty smart, you know. What I'd love to see myself in here in 5 years is an aluminum walker.
Okay.
I really want to do that little electric cart thing that I made fun of. 45-year-old man just, let's go over here where the sweaters are.
Okay, and right, one man. Last thing. Okay?
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that you play that. Hattie and the other guy that got stuck in the snowblower.
Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jason.
Yep,
see you later. Bye-bye. John in Minneapolis, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Brad.
Hi.
I just wanted to call, say, see you later. It was great listening to you.
Thank you very much.
You brought a lot of humor into this radio.
Well, I appreciate that.
You really did.
That was kind of the intent.
Well, it worked.
I hope we did, yeah.
I have a request, too.
Okay.
I was telling my wife about Hattie singing What's New Pussycat, and I think she does a great job. I mean,
well,
very
actually,
comparable to Tom Jones.
I got a great version of Walter singing that, as a matter of fact. This is from a show he did where he hates birds so much that he cooks everybody's parakeets. He found out that cats are great to have because they keep stray birds off your property. And so he sang to What's New Pussycat, and we'll play that.
Great.
Thanks, John.
You bet, bro. Take care of yourself.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Right, my theme song. I love this so much for all of the cat lovers and all those cats killing pheasant. Go ahead and hit it, Phil. Go ahead, Phil.
All right. Here it is.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Isn't this wonderful?
This is idiotic.
Here, I love this. Here's the good part. Pussycat, pussycat, go.
This is disgusting.
You're a simp.
You do have a nice voice, but I gotta admit, Phil's got a better one.
Who cares about Henry? He might as well be wearing a skirt. And your pussycat knows. Go out and get a parakeet, pussycat. What's new, pussycat? Kill me a pheasant. What's new, pussycat? Oh, look, a nice duck that he dragged to my front door.
That's enough of this idiocy. I apologize, Karen.
Well, I have something I wanted
all
to ask.
All cat lovers everywhere.
I apologize. I wanted to ask Walter something.
You're liberal.
Dave in Rosemont, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil, how are you doing?
Good, David.
Good. Say, I got a couple of shows that I really love to hear. It's about three of them, actually. One of them was the Cheesehead Show.
Yeah, that's the Hamid Show, yeah.
Yeah, was that one of the very first ones you
like
did?
That was like the second show I ever did.
Yeah, that was the first one I caught, and I just caught you by mistake that night because I was on the way home, and... It was great. That was one...
Most people found this show by mistake, I'm beginning to find out. That's,
No.
That's a good thing.
I listen to CCO a lot.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to be on the way home, and I turned it on just as I was getting home, and there you were. I've been hooked ever since.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, the other one, your open season on dogs.
Like Roger Maris after he hit 60, you know, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Your open season on dogs, I was pulling home three kids from a Boy Scout overnight thing.
Uh-huh.
And doggone it, these kids were like sitting in the car driving me nuts because they couldn't believe what they were hearing. You know? It was great.
I love it. I love it.
And it would be kind of an interesting thing to see, too.
What, a deer being hauled down the street on roller skates?
Well, no, yeah. It wasn't the deer being hauled on roller skates as much as the guy had a tame deer.
Yeah, oh, he had a tame deer that would taunt the dogs.
That's right, so yeah. People could go out and shoot him.
Well, basically what the show was about was it is legal in the state of Minnesota to shoot a dog chasing a deer.
That's
okay?
Right.
And so this guy that we had on had, he hated dogs, okay? So he trained deer to kind of peek around a building. The dog would go chasing it, the deer would run, and then he'd shoot the dog.
That's right.
And then,
perfectly legal.
Yeah, perfectly legal. And then what he got the idea was, well, why even train the deer? You could stuff a deer, mount it on roller skates,
yep,
and drag it down the street on a string, and then the dog would chase it.
That's
right. And you could waste the dog that way.
That's it.
So
get him.
There are a lot of different things, you could do.
I got enough of those same dogs he was after visiting my backyard every day.
Is that right?
You bet.
Well, there you go.
Well,
there you
say,
go.
Can you give out what the frequency of your new station
is?
Yeah, it's
610,
Miami?
News Talk 610 WIOD.
610.
Yeah, right down at a fat end of the dial there. And that's going to help because, like I said, they got 3 watts at night leaking out to the White Castle.
Well,
they get us really good at that White Castle on Biscayne Boulevard, and that's it.
Only 3 watts?
No. It's a good station. It's going to be a good show. I'm going to do an 8 to midnight down there.
Good. I've got a short wave. I'm ready for you.
You think we got squirrels calling this show at night? Wait till I get to Miami. Oh, God. 11 o'clock at night, it's going to be every guy who's got an axe to grind with Castro calling in. And some cat down in the Little Havana who's rubbing chicken bones together going, I'll get you off the air. You know that, man. Get you off the air. Oh,
They're not going to do it. I wish they would, and I wish they'd send you right back here.
No, I think it's going to be a good gig, somebody successful. At least that's my feeling and my prayer. I've returned to Catholicism just so I can be successful in the business.
Phil, that's something
and
else
as soon
I
as I make my
about.
First million, I'm excommunicated again.
That's something else I want to ask you about. The last couple of nights, you've been telling people God bless you and whatnot. And,
yeah,
you know, I listened to your Satan Claus show.
Yeah.
And Rob was kind enough to get me some information on that show.
Uh-huh.
Now, I thought you were not a religious man.
Well, I believe in a God, but who knows what kind it is.
Well, okay.
Right? He might be, it's the kind that you worship at a volcano.
Yeah, all right. That'd be a little bit too far, but I think Satan Claus was one of your most enlightening and thought-provoking shows. I used it so many times in conversations with some of the extremely religious people that I know, and it's just been great.
Well, thank you that you, at least there was some educational value there for you. For me, it was just one, weird thing to go through.
Well, it may have been a weird thing to go through, but it was very enlightening.
Thank you for calling tonight.
You have a great night. Good luck in Miami.
Thank you, David.
We're going to love you.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, wake up every morning with a Good Morning Show at WCCO News Talk 830. Roger Erickson and Dave Lee. And following that, Wes Minter from 9 to noon. Wes Minter, the Good Morning Show, good way to start the day on WCCO News Talk 830.
The 1994 Auto Show is on now at the Minneapolis Convention Center.
With celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting, the prayers will be held at the National Sports Arena at 1700 105th Avenue North. That's 105th Avenue Northeast in Blaine. The Takbir at will start at 7:30. You know, I really apologize, folks, if I'm not pronouncing this properly. Mr. X? Yo, Susan, you're going to have to, I don't know what that says.
Oh, Takbir.
The Takbir will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers are at 8:30 a.m. I'm sorry, I worship volcanoes. The Islamic Center of Minnesota announces Eid al-Fitr, the celebration at the conclusion of the Muslim holy month of fasting. The prayers will be held at the National Sports Arena at 1700 105th Avenue Northeast in Blaine. The Takbirat will start at 7:30 a.m. and prayers will be at 8:30. But then I can't pronounce Easter either. You know, Easter is going to be, there's a thing going on, Christmas is, it's not my thing. It's 10 minutes from midnight at WCCO News Talk 830, Phil Henry Show. This is our final show on the air here at WCCO. And when I say our final show, I've had three great producers working with me, Jimmy Erickson, Mr. X here, and Rob Pendleton. And Rob has taken a few months off, a little bit of a vacation. But those three guys were a part of this show. And if you ever heard a program here that really particularly upset you or you felt was really antisocial, it's mostly their fault because they were feeding me all the lines halfway through this stuff. But they were the guys that worked with me, and I was really happy to have them here because they kind of fell into it. I mean, you really got to kind of enjoy doing this show to be a producer. Occasionally, my very first producer here at WCCO was a young woman, a great lady, but she couldn't stand the show, and she hated the people who called. And about 3 days into the show, they found her out here in the middle of the street just fashioning a noose. You know, said, no, we'll pay the deal off. So it was a little, you know, kind of a rough thing, kind of a baptism of fire. Senior Curious in Minneapolis, hello.
Phil, how are you?
Good.
Well, I'm calling to say goodbye and good luck, and really enjoyed listening to your show. And I'm just wondering, who the heck am I going to talk to about serial killers with?
God, I know, that's a tough one. My mom, she's really into it. Well, and my mother, like, you know, used to take us to see Psycho and Hush Hush Sweet Charlotte. Really, my mom was like the big time. She was a big influence in my life for serial killing stuff. So I could give you her number. Other than that, I really don't know.
Well,
I collect a lot of books and read them in the dark in the bathroom, you know.
I was just thinking on the radio because, you know, you're the first guy I talked to about serial killers.
Yeah.
Because I've only ever called one other show.
By the way, interesting article in Eyewitness Magazine about that situation in Florida.
Uh-huh.
You know, the four co-eds and the one male student that was killed?
Right.
And they busted the wrong guy?
Right.
A guy named Ed Humphrey?
Right.
They had a whole feature on that.
Yeah, Details did an article about that guy about 4 or 5 months back.
Yeah, I mean, talk about a guy getting railroaded.
No kidding.
Talk about railroad dick. I mean, this was tough. This guy was busted strictly on the basis of the fact that he was like a manic depressive and he had a really badly scarred face and they thought he was just the neighborhood psycho.
And he was a nut.
And they thought, well, this has got to be the guy. And they put this guy in the can for a year before they found the real guy.
Then they found the real guy and they let the guy loose and say, oh, sorry.
Sorry, pal. And by the way, I was watching Court TV the other day and I saw this real guy. Rawlings is his name?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I know he, you know, like innocent till proven guilty, but this guy's the classic serial killer type.
Yeah.
He's got that real seductive kind of you know, a serial killer is a kind of a devoid of emotion, right?
Right.
And they put on whatever emotion serves their purpose for the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just see it in this guy's eyes. He's reading this statement like, he couldn't care less that he did that to that he did that to those people. In other words, I think I'm saying he's guilty, but we're not anywhere near Tallahassee, are we?
No.
All right, pal.
And our band is going to name our first album, if we ever get it off the ground, Brigadier Wuss.
Oh, okay, yeah. Great band name. Wuss.
I met you the other night.
That's right. You were downstairs in the court.
Right.
Yes.
And we're going to name our first album The Walter Flowers Experience.
Exactly. Exactly. I knew you had to. Thank you. I'm honored.
Take care, Phil.
See you later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adam in Plymouth, you're on WCCO.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good, Adam.
Sorry to see you go. I gotta say, I think your best character is Warnell. He's the one who turned me on to the show. I stumbled across CCO as I was driving and heard him talking about how filthy B. Arthur and the Golden Girls was.
Oh, yeah, I really believe that, sir. You know, you may think that's funny, but I think B. Arthur is just pure, unadulterated filth.
And Betty White is much better, huh?
Betty White, right in the gutter. I mean, we're talking gutter.
You had me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was
I don't even remember that show. Arthur and Betty White are in the gutter?
Yeah, wow. I was white-knuckling the steering wheel all the way to work. I couldn't believe that there was somebody. It was the same night you were talking about I don't know, it wasn't a sperm bank, but Warnell had kids he was selling that he would guarantee.
Yeah, half off. They're up to spec.
They're
up to spec. The more you guys talk about these characters, the more I want to ask this question of everybody, because I am going to Miami. I'll be on the air there in a week and a half. And I want to know whether I ought to cop to these characters or not. In other words, whether I ought to cop to the fact that I'm doing them or let the audience assume that they're strange. All right, the first vote is for no.
Not the primary reason, but the most enjoyment I got out of your show
was listening to people getting conned.
Because,
right.
I mean, once, I mean, I got conned, and you
James
know.
James got conned?
Yeah.
I hear you.
It's nice. It's nice to, you know, I mean, everyone, as they get turned onto the show, I mean, they'll get their medicine, and then once they're in on the joke, it's, you know, it's just, we all, I think most, I can speak for most of your real ardent listeners in saying that I think we all cringe when you give away the, you know, give away the store.
Okay.
Tell everyone that it's a...
Don't do it, Hendry. First vote. Don't do it. All right. Thanks, Adam.
All righty.
Take care. Happy trails. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. By the way, did you read about James Caan pulling a gun on some rap? Now, there's a switch. James Caan pulled a piece on a rap singer in L.A. He got into some kind of an argument over some guy vandalizing cars. Do you realize, by the way, that we've been out of delay all this time? Yeah. We've been out of delay. I'm going to put you... Is it on? No, my green light. My green light said off. Yeah, we've just now gotten into delay. Shows you how we run the talk shows around here, right? Steve was running Dating and Desperate or Sexless and Serious or whatever that was for 4 solid hours with no delay. So some guy calls up and says, right, Steve, it's about the size of a... Thank you for the call. Anyway, James Caan pulled a gun on a rap singer, which is, you know, a plus. And I guess it's a mark in his favor after that Flick the Program. And Jack Nicholson just settled out of court with a guy whose windshield he smashed with a golf club. These guys are all hitting their 50s and they're losing it, you know. Rebecca Broussard walked out on Nicholson and he's beating some guy over the head with a golf club. Caan's wielding a piece on the streets of Los Angeles. You know, Walter, what about you?
I was I wielded a cement mixer the other day. I ran a man down. Oh, yeah.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah.
President Clinton, hello, sir.
Well, let me say, is this the Phil Hendry Show?
Yes, it is.
I tried calling on this 1-800-something galactic line, and that didn't get me nowhere.
Right.
So I tried calling this common number here. I needed to talk to your friend, Mr. Hamid.
Uh-huh.
Would it be possible?
Yes, Adam, if you want. Is it an honor to speak to you? You're the President of the United States?
Yes, it is.
I don't believe it.
How do you do, sir?
Are you kidding me?
No, I've been trying to...
Bill, it's the President Clinton of the United States, America.
Yes, it is.
Yes, I know it is.
I don't believe it.
Well...
I'm so honored to speak to you. I'm happy to be in this country. I want you to know that I don't believe any of the filth that they say.
Let me say I'm glad you're in this country. And we're very happy to have you here, sir. And I've, in my passings through, going through the flood country...
You're not too quick, though, are you, Mr. President?
Excuse me?
But I know you have to think about these things. Write them down first.
I've got a few questions written down for you, if you'd let me ask them.
Okay.
I need to know. You know, we are sending a lot of money to your country, and I need to know, how much do you need for the women of the former Soviet Union to receive nose jobs?
Women of former Soviet Union to receive nose jobs?
Just as they receive them here in America.
Okay, thank you very much.
Wow. Daryl, hello. That's like taking a premise that I invented myself and twisting it all around to somewhere else. Women in the Soviet, was like the women in America getting those jobs. Daryl?
Phil.
Yeah.
This is Daryl in Northeast Minneapolis.
I really hate it when somebody starts with shtick and they can't finish it and I got to finish it for them. I hate that. Yeah.
I didn't do it.
No, I know you didn't do it.
I'm calling on behalf of a large constituent of everybody in Northeast Minneapolis. I can't speak for everyone here, but I'm calling for Dick, Gillette, Telly, and Daryl. And we're all sorry to see you go, and we all think that all agree the best show was the abortion handgun thing where you hung up on everybody and...
Oh,
and
great, okay.
We're all saying...
I have to do more of that.
Good luck down there, man, because we're gonna miss you up here. I mean, Northeast is like Phil Hendry country, and you got a...
Northeast, really?
Yeah,
I made inroads in the Northeast. I'm honored, really.
It's called... No, they have a name for it up here. It's called the Phil Hendry Army.
Okay.
You know, and...
name a street after me.
Yeah,
name a bar after me.
We will. We'll do it.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself, man.
Bye-bye.
12 midnight at WCCO News Talk 830. Temperature right now is clear and 32 degrees in the Twin Cities. At News Talk 830 WCCO, Minneapolis-St. Paul. 989-9226. At the tone, midnight.
CBS News, I'm Lisa Meyer.
Most Latin men are little guys, you know.
Well, but we're
you know, for a man to sit there and... Hey, I want to know, how many different men have you said you and your wife have taken guns from?
Probably in the last 5 years, probably 30 different people.
30 different people?
Yes.
You know, I'm 39 years old, and I've never been confronted with a gun.
Well, but
nobody has ever approached me with a gun in their hand.
Well, I also provide a bodyguard service, so I'm in the situation.
Oh, you're a bodyguard?
Yes.
How big a man are you?
I'm 6'1".
How big? I mean, how much do you weigh?
I'm sorry, 220 pounds.
Skinny man, huh?
Well, don't say skinny. I'll say quick, sneak,
like
a jaguar, like a cat.
Well, I'm going to tell you just like this. You know, anybody know that most Latin men are little fellas, you know. Most fighters, Latin fighters, I've seen the little boxers, they're always getting their behind beat.
Did you ever see
those techniques when they get in the boxers?
Did you ever see
some of these American men? Because most of the time I see an American man on a Latin man, he's beating his head.
Did you ever see Anthony Quinn?
I mean, the Latin men do have hard heads, they're hard to knock out. They don't fall down that easy, but they'll take a whooping.
But I can't understand what you're saying.
I can't see, you know, which Latin men are you talking about, you know, that are so tough? All I've ever seen is weenies.
I'm not talking about myself.
And yourself, you sound like a weenie.
I am.
You sound like a weenie.